Australia's financial crime watchdog is considering action against Bendigo and Adelaide Bank after an internal investigation into its management of anti-money laundering risks around failures. The regional lender isn't the only bank that hasn't met its obligations when it comes to money laundering, with the Bank of Queensland, NAB, Westpac and Commonwealth all facing penalties over the past decade. Russell Wilson is a non-executive director of Transparency International Australia and was the first general counsel at Australia's financial intelligence and anti-money laundering agency, AUSTRAC. Russell, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally. Thank you for having me on the program.
Before we look at these latest cases, what are the general obligations of banks, of financial institutions, when it comes to trying to prevent money laundering and financing of terrorism?
Well, at its most basic, banks and other reporting entities are required to have an anti-money laundering counter-terrorism financing program. And by that, the program needs to essentially identify, mitigate and manage risks in regard to anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing in regard to the products and services that they provide. Downstream obligations from that relate to a whole heap of reporting that these entities need to do to AUSTRAC as well.
So this reporting, the organisations themselves need to do this. Is there independent monitoring directly, or do the regulators take the financial institutions' word for it as to how they're tackling these issues?
Well, there are certain obligations under the anti-money laundering legislation as to what is required of the reports. And obviously, there's a lot of data that comes into AUSTRAC from those reports. They have quite sophisticated software programs that deal with that data and put up red flags. And when those red flags come up, then AUSTRAC and other agencies with whom AUSTRAC shares this data can investigate further.
What are some of the common patterns that we see with money laundering and financing of terrorism through formal financial institutions?
One of the simplest ones is where bank accounts might be open without sufficient due diligence on the part of the financial institutions, and they're essentially used to put, shall we say, dirty money into the bank and therefore into the financial system, and it's laundered in that way.
What sort of penalties do banks face if they fail to meet those obligations, Russell?
Very significant penalties. Given their corporate bodies, the maximum penalty under the anti-money laundering legislation, for example, in respect to not having a proper anti-money laundering program in place, can be a maximum of 100,000 penalty units, which at today's rates amounts to about $33 million.
AUSTRAC, which is the Australian Transaction Reports and Analysis Centre, is considering whether to take action against Bendigo Bank. What do you make of the way in which Bendigo has handled this situation that it's found itself in so far?
As I understand from Bendigo's ASX announcement, actually an independent external investigation that was done by Deloitte over a period of 6 years. My understanding also is that Bendigo has, in fact, been in communication with AUSTRAC, APRA and ASIC in respect of those issues. So it has classically gone down the right route and done everything it should be doing in working with the regulators once it's identified problems in order to be able to resolve them. That traditionally means that if, and it's very early days yet, if there is found to be deficiencies and there are any penalties, the regulators are historically likely to be more lenient.
What reforms would you like to see the government make to tighten laws around this area?
The government, to its credit, recently introduced changes to the anti-money laundering legislation to cover what are sometimes referred to as professional facilitators, that is lawyers, accountants and real estate agents. That legislation only got through by one vote in the Senate late last year and is due to commence later this year. However, even extending the anti-money laundering net to cover those entities is not going to be as effective as it should be without Australia having what's called a beneficial ownership register. And that is a register which actually identifies the ultimate beneficial owner of an asset. For example, you can have a multi-million dollar property that may be owned by a company that's owned by a trust somewhere in a low tax jurisdiction overseas and so on and so on. continuous layering throughout the world makes it very difficult to identify who the ultimate beneficial owner, the individual, is of that asset. And that is what Australia sorely needs at the moment, and which the Financial Action Task Force will be, in fact, looking for when it comes to investigate Australia's compliance later this year.
Russell Wilson, thank you very much for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Russell Wilson is a non-executive director of Transparency International Australia and former general counsel for AUSTRAC. And Bendigo Bank told Radio National Breakfast that it takes anti-money laundering and terrorism financing obligations seriously and works with authorities to detect, respond to and prevent financial crime. And it says it continues to invest in the identification, mitigation and management of these risks to ensure that it is fully compliant. You'll be able to see that full statement on our website.